welcome, welcome.
And welcome to this week's Mongol Show. I am Matt Mongol. Always appreciate you hanging out with us as we talk about what we're watching on the big screen, the little screen, and everything in between. Joining me, as always, from thischicksflix.com, it is Susan Kamyab Stevens.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much.
This is probably our last show of October, and depending on... depending on when people are listening to this, it's either Halloween, All Saints Day, or Thanksgiving. So whenever they're listening, I feel like October went by fast. I don't feel like I watched as many horror films or had time to really binge a bunch of my favorite horror films. It's like it was here already.
I totally agree. Like, I feel like there was a good week there where I watched, you know, like the I Know What You Did Last Summer and that Dakota Fanning film.
Vicious.
And there's like, yeah, Vicious. There's a few, like when we were like starting the Stream Screams or whatever, like, and then it just kind of bring her back. And then somewhere along the line, I just like kind of forgot about it. I'm like, oh my God, it's Halloween tomorrow. Like,
right.
Part of me is like, Trevor and I should watch a horror flick, but I'm like, but at the same time, like, well, I'm watching Nobody Wants This season two. I'd love to get... And I've got all these like screeners. Like I told you, like I'm trying to like keep up, like so we don't get like too far behind whenever they finally give us everything.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to try to stay caught up. But I mean, I feel like I've got some in. I just feel like I didn't really have a chance to sit in the season for very long.
Yeah.
It was like rush, rush, rush. Like right before the show, Milo and I finished watching Poltergeist. He'd never seen it.
Oh.
So that was like one of my favorite old school, like that's one of the first horror films I remember like being really scared of when it came out. And now it's not really scary.
No, it's not. But how did Milo handle it? Was he just like, this is stupid?
Yeah, he's like, which part was scary? Which part scared you? I was like, and you know, and he's heard so much. I mean, the clown part is built up for everybody. And so I even had him text my cousin, we saw it at the drive-in when it came out. And we were just both so scared. We thought it was just the scariest thing. And so he texted her and he's like, yeah, it wasn't that scary. He's like, it's okay. Well,
we watched it not too long ago for the first time and thought the same thing. We're like, this is not scary. But also, I kind of thought the same thing when I watched The Shining for the first time in like college. I was like, I think it was like the bathroom scene and the hallway scene were kind of like eerie. And that was about it.
Yeah, you know, The Shining isn't scary, not on the level of
boring.
What we're scared of today. Yeah, and you know, I used to always, that's funny you say boring, I used to always want to start that movie at night, and when they're driving up to the hotel through the mountains, and it feels like it takes 20 minutes, I'm like trying so hard to stay awake, and I'm like, I'm not going to be able to stay awake for this.
I remember, like, I was watching, I was like, oh, this is a long, are we there? Oh, we're at the hotel. And there's still like a whole lot of nothing, and I was like, oh my God, this movie. I watched it with one of my friends at the time. She was like, I am so bored. And I was like, well, hold on. It should get scary. Like, I think she fell asleep. I think she gave up. Yeah. I was like,
yeah. Now, it's still a really good movie. I watch it every year. It's still really, really good and well done. I mean, I love what Kubrick did with it, but it's not scary. It's just, it's kind of just, I don't know. It's kind of, it's a slow burn. It's just kind of eerie. And yeah.
But, it's a burn, that's for sure.
Yeah, what's the scariest thing you've watched lately? Like that just really scared you?
Weapons. I told you that. I know it didn't do it to you, but I have not been that scared. Like, I mean, you were there. I was sitting right by you. I was petrified. You saw me. I was like,
I know you were watching it like right over the top of your blanket.
I was curled up in a ball in the movie seat with like my little like sweater jacket thingy. Cause I was like, I know I need like cause if I was home, I'd have a blanket and I had to like cover, like my body was tense. Cause I was like, I don't want to put my feet down because when I'm scared, I don't like putting my feet down on the floor.
Right.
And I was just, I mean, the pure, like I was just shooken. Like I was just like, I couldn't relax. I got like a little relaxed at the end. And then the fear I had, like going to my car, like Trevor had to be by the door to make sure I got in. I like had to touch him at night. Like, I mean, I know that's Weapons. I mean, in some ways it's really fun that I felt that though. Cause there's not a whole lot of movies that did that. Like the last time I remember the movies that really stood out that did that to me were The Ring, Texas Chainsaw Massacre and The Exorcist, mm-hmm. which I saw. That's kind of one of those ones that was surprising, but I watched it in middle school at a sleepover, and The Exorcist petrified me.
I can't. Yeah, that I have not rewatched it. I refuse to rewatch it. I have not watched it since I was probably 13, 14, and it was mm-hmm. the most horrifying thing I think of. Yeah, I have no desire. Like, even when I'm flipping through the channels, like, we just finished Poltergeist, and it said, coming up next, The Exorcist. I was like, nope. Not going
to
do it.
That was the first movie to do it, was The Exorcist mm-hmm. for me. It was like, yeah. I can still remember the order. It was The Exorcist, then Texas Chainsaw Massacre, then The Ring, and then Weapons. Like, yeah. I'm sure there was something between The Ring and Weapons, but like Weapons was really horrifying to me.
Yeah. I think the last one that scared me, other than the classics, was Annabelle Creation really scared me. Mm. From the Conjuring. There was a couple of the Conjuring films that like made me kind of just like edgy all night. Like, yeah, I would hear stuff. But yeah, Annabelle Creation, where they're in that old farmhouse, and yeah, that one was hard. That one was scary.
Actually, the first Paranormal Activity, now that I think about it.
Oh yeah, that was scary too.
Yeah, we watched it in his dorm room. We rented it at the Redbox. And we thought it was just in his dorm room. And we were like watching that. And we were so scared. He was like, I am returning it right now. I'm not keeping this. Like, he said S word. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I don't know if you can say that here. But he was like, I'm not keeping this. I'm getting this out of my room. And we were pretty scared that night. Like, we went over to another friend's house. And we're like, this movie was so scary.
Yeah, I was working with a girl, and she watched it and came to work the next day. And she was like, I didn't sleep last night. I had every light in the house on. And like, I think it affected her for like a couple of days.
Yeah, like that one was pretty scary. The first one. The first one. After a while, these like continue like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think anything that's like that, like sort of paranormal and like, you know, stuff like The Ring and Possession and stuff like that. Like, even Constantine. Constantine was one of the first junkets I did with Keanu Reeves. And I remember sitting in the theater thinking, I have got to go back to my hotel.
You interviewed Keanu Reeves?
It was a press conference thing. He was like, so we were there for the, he didn't do any one-on-ones. But we interviewed Javon Hansu and the lady that's in it and a couple of other people, but Keanu didn't do any one-on-ones. But I just remember thinking, I got to go back to my hotel room by myself after this. And so I watched a lot of it with my eyes closed. Watched it with my eyes closed. I had my eyes closed a lot because I was like, I don't want to be freaked out. I don't want to do this. So, and Constantine, I guess, wasn't that scary, but I don't know, man. We did a couple of junkets with some horror possession movies, one with Anthony Hopkins and one with somebody else. And it was like, this is the worst. So,
yeah. Scary.
All right. Well, all these things we've talked about, like Weapons and all that, they are streaming. Weapons is on mm-hmm. HBO. I Know What You Did Last Summer. That's on HBO too, right? Or is that Paramount?
No, that's on Netflix now.
Oh, yeah. It is on Netflix. Yes. The new one's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. All the Conjuring movies are out there to watch. So if you got most, and I just noticed too, I should have wrote this out. I think it's Peacock or Paramount. I always get those mixed up. It's got all of the Scream movies, like 1 through 5 or 1 through 6 are out there. So I was like, man, if anything, I could probably do a Scream binge this weekend. That might be fun.
Scream is always a fun one to rewatch. I had meant to watch the original I Know What You Did Last Summer before I watched those, but they're mm-hmm. that one, the new one, but it wasn't streaming anywhere when I was wanting to, so I was like, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, I like slashers. Those are my favorites to watch around Halloween, or mm-hmm. like the Halloween movies or the Faculty. Like, those are just fun.
Yeah, the original Halloween and Friday the 13th Part 2, those are my go-tos that have to be mm-hmm. done, and Psycho. Those are the ones that I have to get in, and then I try to squeeze in everything else that's possible. So yeah, but now that that's moving along, now we're going to be getting into award season. Mm-hmm. Obviously, all the Christmas movies, so it's going to be a little bit lighter fare to be talking about. So, yeah, for sure. Well, we just finished up the reunion of Love is Blind, and then the Women Tell All on The Golden Bachelor. Let's start with talking about the reunion, because this season 9 of Love is Blind is behind us. Every time I watch the reunions, I'm like, I'm never going to watch the reunion again. And then I watch it and I get frustrated again. This one, I think, frustrated me more than any of them.
Yeah. I want to know why it frustrated you, because you had already seen it before I did. And you were like, you were so frustrated. And I feel like it's frustrated in a different sense of like we watched the UK Love is Blind reunion, and that was like entertaining, but like frustrated with some of the guys. I think this is, what is your, yeah. What made you so frustrated with season 9, the reunion?
It's always the Lachey's. They are the worst hosts. So that's just a given. But I felt like by this point, nobody wanted to be there. There were no couples that were together. So much time has passed. And with social media, I mean, they've all been talking together. They've all, you know, and so they just seemed bored. Yeah. You know, and they don't really, I don't think they care much for Nick and Vanessa either, because they don't really engage with them. You know, it's like they'll answer their questions, but. You know, and then they did this stupid stuff with the basketball and the ring. So stupid. And, you know, and then Nick was like, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but Megan had a baby. And Nick's like, what? You had a baby? And then 30 seconds later, he's like, let's show the pictures. I think we have pictures of your baby and your pregnancy. It's like, come on. Don't even pretend you didn't know. It was so dumb.
I am 100% with you. Like, I don't like the way they do that. I don't like the way that they like ask their questions like they don't know. Mm-hmm. And they're like, do you have this? It's like, why can't you just present it as like, you know, already? You can still be the host and ask those questions and be like, you know, you could literally be like, well, Megan's here, but you have a surprise for us, right? Or you wanted to say something. You'd be like, yeah. There was something you wanted to share, right? You can just say it like that. You don't have to say surprise. You can say something you want to share.
Yeah, don't try to act like you're freshly seeing it and hearing it like we are. It's like you're not one of us.
Yeah, you're right, the host. Of course you know. You're provided the questions and they are so terrible. I can Vanessa still like she is so cringy. I am sorry. There's a point when she first had the ring and she does the Gollum thing, like my precious.
Yes.
I died. I legit died. I'm not saying it was a bad impression by no means. It was just out of place. It was.
It's like she thinks she's humorous and funny and quirky.
She's really fun.
And she's just not. So that bothered me. And just the fact that they didn't want to be there. And, you know, and a lot of them too had kind of already made amends. And like then they want to get them to fight. They try their hardest to get them to fight. And most of them are already in a good place. They've moved on. They've had other relationships. I don't know. It was just cringy the whole thing was. And then they started doing like The Bachelor. I don't remember them doing this before. They would cut to the audience and get the audience's reaction of eye rolls and gasps. And
they had to do it because of exactly what you just pointed out. Like Megan and Jordan, they had already like talked and resolved. Everything was fine. So like bringing it to light like this, it was pointless. It was like, okay, cool. Like they're all good. Respectful as they were respectful in their relationship, they continue to be respectful with the breakup. Yep. Like Jordan already knew that she was already with another guy and had a kid and stuff. So no big deal.
I still want them to get together, by the way. I want her to leave Dr. Evil and get back with him.
Dr. Evil. Yeah. He like my Trevor was there and she saw him and he was like, oh God, that guy looks creepy. He looks like a villain.
He does.
He looks like a straight up villain out of a movie. But he also does look like, does he not give you like rich dad vibes?
Oh,
like,
100%. 100%. Yeah, like she ran back to the money. She totally
ran back to the money. Yeah. Like that dude definitely is rich like her. Now, I'm with you. There was a little part of me that was like, oh, could they get back together? But I mean, she's not engaged or anything to this guy, but who knows? You never know. I love that. Out of everybody, I wanted Jordan and Megan to be on good terms. Because I think that would have been really bad if they were like not good. It just wouldn't show. That's not how they were this season. So that was,
I agree.
That was like the best part of the reunion as far as like, okay, thank you. Obviously like the other boring, they like it's funny because KB and Edmund, you know, there's like a brief moment where KB was like sharing stuff that seemed like she was kind of like, you acted this way off camera, but then ultimately they had like a really sweet moment and they hugged it out and it was all nice. I was like, okay, who cares? So they were fine. But I think this was the problem to your point. Like they spent so much time. They had that basketball thing with Casey and Patrick. They had audience stuff. They were bringing in, if somebody pointed out, there was so much of Casey and that Kate girl, and they weren't even on like the season that long, you know?
Right.
Like we heard more from them than we did from Annie and Nick. Like, what? And it almost makes it exactly what you were saying is they didn't want to be there. I just don't think that, and I totally felt that they were like slouched. They looked bored. They looked like they were forced to be here. I don't feel like hardly, I do think there are some people, like some people that are connected, but I think maybe you're right. I thought maybe they weren't friends. Maybe they just don't care for like Nick and Vanessa in the show. They're probably just like, we don't really owe anything. We don't want to be here. Like, I think that you point out Annie was quiet. I think Annie was quiet because she didn't want to give the show anymore.
Yep.
Same with Nick. Nick gave what he needed to say and he didn't want to give any more. Allie, I thought she didn't, I didn't care for her after this. I thought she was like unnecessarily rude. I was like rooting for her. I thought she looked beautiful. I gave her props for pointing out that The Ring is from Netflix anyways. So I didn't think that was bad. But when she's, two things rubbed me the wrong way. The foot thing about Anton or whatever, Anton.
Yeah.
I thought that was so rude. Like she was like, I thought she was going to say it as a joke. I thought it was just a joke. Like she was going like, when did you know it was like done for you and Anton? She's like, probably when I saw his feet and the way he walked in the, like in Baja. And she didn't like laugh it off. She wasn't like just kidding, nothing. She was like dead serious. And that's like, are you for real? Like, that's so rude. And
yeah,
that's
like,
so
like some people don't, some people are like grossed out by feet, but yeah, she did it in a way was like, I don't know. I wanted to go back and watch it and go, does this guy have like weird monkey feet or something?
They show it at the end. They show it at the end.
Oh, I didn't see it at the end. I probably had checked out. Over,
yeah, you can watch it. It's like an after credit thing where they show his walk and his walk was fine to me. Like I was like, oh, the thing's weird. He had sandals. He had like slide sandals, which were fine. I mean,
they're at the beach.
And his feet look normal. Like they look like guy feet. Like they showed it. Like I was like, there's, I don't know. I have no idea what her problem is. And she looked disgusted by it. So, and then the way they asked, like, are you dating anyone? And her response was so like, I was like, she's like, I appreciate the interest, but I'm going to keep that private. I'm like, girl, you went on a dating show to get engaged. Like really?
Right. Yeah.
That is just. So
Kimberly was like, man, she rehearsed that in the mirror a lot. And she was waiting just to recite that.
100%. She was waiting, like locked and loaded. And then she went, boom, I did that. And she felt so good about herself. She was like, you want to know, but I'm going to just keep it private. So there.
Gosh.
It's going to be private until I post it on my Instagram for everyone to see. So it's like, I have no idea why you felt the need to say that, but it was, I mean, that's probably the one time I gave Nick and Vanessa props because they handled that. They let it go and they were like, oh, okay. And I was like, good on you guys for that. That's what you should say. Cause I've been like,
yeah, don't like, feed into that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Don't like beg on that. So I didn't care for that. And then other than that, I feel like they just spent a lot of time on the Patrick and Casey thing, especially with The Ring. And I absolutely hated how they had her like give the ring back to Patrick and then bring some random basketball player. I have no idea why he's there. Make him, he's the one who all of a sudden is like, okay, the winner of this gets to keep the ring. What makes you decide that? What makes you decide that?
Right. If I was Patrick, I'd be like, I'm not playing. But I think he felt like he had to. And then they're making these. And then he was like, I think he wanted to use it as leverage to see her in Denver again. And then he was kept joking about, I'll give it to you in Denver. And they're like, they forced him. They're like, give it back. Give it back.
Yeah. I actually think that he wanted to keep the ring. I think he was trying to say, I'll give it back to you in Denver so that he could keep the ring and probably I'm not giving it to you. But then Vanessa, who again, another annoying host, like she's like, no, you have to give it right now. And it was just like, that's poor production, like poor producing on that side. Mm-hmm. If you're going to make these couple, this whatever, next couple come out and do this whole ring thing, the minute she gave it back to Patrick, it should have been done. No basketball game, no force to give it back. That just was that like killed every, like why did we sit through that? That was my thing is like, we just sat through that. So he could give it back to her. That was so stupid.
Yeah, I agree. It was just, it was, the whole thing was just, and I think too, doing it so long after, it's like, mm-hmm. you know, what have you been doing? Oh, I have a kid. My kid's in college. It's like he's a toddler now. It's been so long. And yeah. it's like if they did it, if they want the raw arguments or anything like that, they should do it pretty much right after the weddings, maybe. I don't know why they wait so long to record.
Normally that works. Normally it does work. I just feel like with this season, I think this cast was uninterested.
Guess
and
so.
They were over it. And that's yeah. not normally the case. But I just think you hit the nail on the head. There was an energy about this cast that just didn't care. I think part of it was this is the first time there was no engaged couple or married couple on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
They were all over the place. Normally they kind of, and that's the other thing, being not in studio might have hurt them because normally when they're in studio, they make them kind of sit in their pairs a little bit. They're more right. like closer, like things. I don't know. It just felt like they were very disinterested in this and nobody really wanted to be there, like you said. And usually I feel like they do. And yeah, I mean, I guess the most interesting part, Joe was kind of, you like Joe.
I like Joe so much. Joe? I do.
Why do
I like
him
so because I think he's just real and he doesn't care. And yeah. I think I mainly like it because I want to see the look on her. Who's the girl he was with? I can't remember her name.
Madison.
I love the look on her face when she, because she is so, I don't know. I mean, she just, she
she's
bothers
your
me. She, yeah, she's my favorite to hate. So I think I love Joe just by proxy because I just like to see him get under her skin. And just the whole thing with like what you said about my weight, and he didn't say anything about, they were both talking. She said the fact that she usually dates guys that are more muscular.
Okay. Well, I think she was referring to what he said to the producers.
Right. Well, yeah, he said the thing about, I usually don't date people who are like skinnier and fitter or something.
I usually date people who are thinner and she's right. like larger.
Mm-hmm. And then she was like, I'd usually date guys with more muscle. So it's kind of the same thing. They were both, in no way did either one of them say, I'm not attracted to this person. It's just, it's not normally what I date. So I don't know. I feel like she kind of, but maybe because she annoys me anyway, I just like anything she says just drives me nuts.
I think, like you pointed out, she's really insecure, but you do have a point. She tends to over dramatize the stuff that mm-hmm. actually happened. So he was actually, I rewatched that. They had that on Instagram, that clip again. And he was trying to be really nice when he said it. I'm not saying it still doesn't hurt.
Sure.
But he was trying to be like, he was saying like, normally I date like thinner girls, you know, like she's a little like, he said something around her being larger, but he was like, doesn't mean I'm not attracted and all this stuff. And I don't think he said it in a rude way by no means. Like he was trying to be nice, but I mean, I think I don't know. I just think she's a little delusional. Like for me, what bothered me was that she blamed Casey for the end of their engagement. And I right. was like, whoa, you are so delusional.
So delusional.
You think that he would have stayed with you if he didn't like run into Casey that night before? Like, no, he was never like, and I love that he brought it up. He's like, they're like, you saw him at the suit fitting or whatever. That was before that party with Casey or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like he was not interested. I yeah. think that there were moments where he felt like he clearly, to her point, you know, she brought up that they met up again and they made out and he cried or whatever, like something. And I was like, oh, I can kind of see her confusion there because you're mm-hmm. probably like, why'd you do that, man? Like that's gonna mess with her head. I think he genuinely did have some sort of attraction to her. I mean, he obviously fell for her in the pods. And he obviously had sex with her. So there is an emotional attachment for sure with some physical. But he also does not see himself with her regardless of any other girl out there.
Yeah,
there are. And it's probably not because of just her body. I don't think it's that. I think there are multiple conversations that they had that he did not like. They didn't mesh. So what bothers me is she's in like, even when they broke up is that in her mind, she's thinking like, why are you doing this? Like she's thinking like, she's not self-aware to say like, yeah, this is where we don't work out as a couple.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you and I talked about that too, the fact that I think she doesn't want to lose the game. It's almost mm-hmm. like she wants to save face, like, ooh, I can't show, you know, I don't want to go around my girlfriend's being the guy that Joe dumped, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I feel bad, but at the same time, you went on this reality show and it didn't work. Move on. Everybody else did.
Right. I was surprised how hot she came in and how pissed she was, considering how much time had passed. Clearly, you know, maybe because she had the makeout and then she's blaming Casey and all that stuff. And I will say she looked the best she's looked at their reunion. They did sure. better with her eye makeup and stuff. So I was like, you know, that was, she was trying to come revenge looking or whatever. I just think that, yeah, it would have been cooler if she was just not so like, yeah, she's very accusatory at that reunion too.
Yeah. And she seems to be the type that 25 years from now at a Christmas party, if somebody brings up Joe, she's going to do the same thing. She's yes. going to harbor that forever. So it's
100%.
Like, yeah, it's always going to be a fight she's ready for.
Yes, that's totally the person she is. And the final couple to talk about, because that's the funny thing, is the alternative, the other girl who was kind of like annoying during her breakup with her guy, that was literally not letting her guy go, was Annie. Annie mm-hmm. was, you know, like, no, Nick. But man, was she cool as a cucumber here. She yeah. literally like sat back, was like, yeah, I'm all good. I would still pick Nick. I don't hate him. Like they were even mm-hmm. He was like, you don't have to be nice. Like, no, I'm cool. I think she was like, nobody's going to come at me. I'm going to stay calm. She's probably been ripped apart online.
Yep.
And she was like, I'm not going to give him anything. And she kept it classy. And Nick, he kept it rehearsed classy. That's what I...
He's been rehearsed so since he stepped in those pods. Everything has been rehearsed and learned in front of a mirror.
Everything he says that comes out of his mouth sounds like a script. It sounds so fake. He just like is just on. He's just on. Like, I don't believe anything he says. I'm like, it's like mm-hmm. he looked it up. It's really like, you know, Kate was a little annoying at the reunion, but she's right. Like he like chat GPTs or something. It's like you were prepared with all this. It doesn't have any emotion to it. He sounds like right. a robot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he says what he thinks everybody wants to hear. But I think he's been doing that since he was a kid to his parents yeah. and everything. He yeah. is, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
got, he needs to, I will hope one day he will truly be himself. That's what I hope.
I hope so. He'll make some guy very happy.
Stop. We don't know. We don't know. We're not putting that out there.
Nobody knows. I'm not putting it out there.
No, we are saying.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that I think that he's very fake right now yeah. as far as like the way he speaks. And, you know, to your what you were saying about Joe, that's the most honest guy you've got there. He'll say yeah. whatever.
He's, yeah, he's just authentic. Being honest. He was like, I went on this show. I met this girl. It didn't work out. We fecked and fighted the whole time. And then now I'm here with somebody else and it's all good.
Yeah. I mean, everybody else was honestly pretty authentic too. Anton, yeah. Patrick, they were all just kind of like, whatever, this is how it is. And yeah. I mean, take a page out of their book, Nick. Just mm-hmm. talk normal. Just talk normal. Don't rehearse it.
And I thought it funny too. Nick kept going, asking, what's his name? Dang, Megan's guy. Why am I blanking on everybody's
Jordan.
Name? Jordan, like, are you okay, Jordan? He's like, yeah, I got ADHD.
Oh, yeah, he couldn't sit still.
And he was like looking around.
Well,
and
he was laughing. No, it's because he definitely knew. I think he's the guy that knows everything.
Right.
So he was like making faces and being like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. So him and Joe are my favorites. And like I said, I wish everybody there well. But it was just yeah. the whole season was just, it started off weird and it got weirder. And I don't know if they just need to vet better or not. I don't know. And then this reunion was just blah. So I think we can just put season 9 behind us and not think of it again.
Agreed. I say I'm going to stop, but I keep watching. So
same.
Let's hope for the best. But
yeah. On the other side, we had The Golden Bachelor, which we're coming up on the finale, but this was the Women Tell All. And I so wish they would have combined a Women Tell All in the final, but the final episode is going to be 2 hours. I don't know what they're going to do for 2 hours with these people next couple of weeks for the final with this there's two fantasy suites. And so they're going to combine this fantasy suites and the rose ceremony, the final rose, into
one. Is that what they said?
That's what they're doing? Yeah, one final 2-hour episode. Yeah.
Okay, that was better, because I thought I misunderstood. I thought he said they're doing the whatchamacallit fantasy suites, and then they were going to have another episode of the finale.
I think they're combining them. Maybe I heard it wrong, but I'm pretty sure he said they're going to combine them into a 2-hour special, which I don't know what they're going to do for 2 hours. So the women tell all. Again, we have a different demographic where, you know, you have an older generation who knows that, you know, you can be polite. You can let things roll off. You can avoid the drama, other than Debbie's little outburst, which was fitting. I agree with what Debbie said. Everybody seemed kind of cool, and it just made for, again, it's like, why are we having a women tell all? I don't understand.
Yeah, well, and just to correct, so I actually think you're right. I think that the next week's episode is the, I'm looking at it, it's going to be the fantasy suites, and then they're going to have a 2-hour finale.
So we have two shows.
I think next week's will be an hour, like the way they've been doing. And then they're doing another 2-hour because, yeah, they'll be doing it. What are they going to do
for 2 hours?
Killing time. That's what's going to happen. Wow. That's what they're going to, yeah, you know what that means. So they're going to do most of it on this whatever. And then they're probably going to do those 2 hours of just like teasing The Bachelorette, promoting a movie, like, I don't know, probably promote Wicked, you know, probably. Like something like that, that they'll bring people from the past. Tell us, you know, Gary, what do you think about, how do you think Mel did as a Golden Bachelor? Joan, you're here. We have Joan here.
You're so right. I was frustrated they were going to do one 2-hour episode. Now that I know it's going to be 3 more hours over 2 episodes. Anyway.
Well, I mean, I'm interested in the fantasy suites because I would love to see how these women are. But I mean, I echo everything you said on this. I thought this was the theme of this season is I have never felt so disconnected to a lead. I mean, I really don't. I usually feel with like the contestants they're with. And even for leads I didn't like, Mel is so blah. That the only thing I've been feeling like, okay, Debbie, and kudos to her, she was the highlight of the reunion because she called out Nicole in such a perfect way. I also thought Nicole still got off easy. Like, I'm glad Debbie said what she did, but you had Susan and Nancy in the audience. You mean you're not going to acknowledge them for what you said about that cast? Like, that should have been an apology should have been made. Yep. But like, the lemon bars thing, like, I mean, there was so much that just kind of like they abbreviated it. And I think a little part of it is that these women are mature, you know, the other women, they kind of like brush, like, okay, can we move on? Like, it's like, they just don't care because they're not like petty, you know, 20, 30 year olds, but still it was just like, we touched on it. Debbie said the right thing. And I would want her to be Golden Bachelorette if they do that. And then other than that, I am curious to see next week, because I think the only connection Mel has truly, truly had is with Cindy. That is the only thing. And that's on her, though. Mel is another robot to me. Like, he is so, you said it, he's Lurch. And that doesn't mean he doesn't like him. I don't think he's fake.
No, he's not fake. He's just blah.
Blah. Yeah.
And him and Cindy, their lifestyles do fit. So, well, obviously we have 2 more weeks to talk about this show. I thought we were almost done. We have two more weeks to talk about it. We'll talk more. Well, in the minute we have left, what are you streaming that you want everybody to see? That if you had to pick nobody one show.
Nobody wants this season two. I'm watching it at snail's pace because my husband won't let me just binge. But we watched 6 episodes. I still really like it. I think it's just as good as season 1. Kristen Bell and Adam Brody have an amazing chemistry, and the story's relatable. A lot of relatable stuff. What about you?
You know, I think there's a couple things. I think right now, even though we're at the end of October, there's a lot of great horror films that came out earlier in the year that people need to watch. And then there's just some really cool, scary-esque limited series, you know, about Bundy and some other people and all that. So Ed Gein. And so there's a lot of stuff out there to watch. We'll definitely be covering more of that and getting into award season, holiday films, and a little bit lighter fare as we move out of October into November. Remember, everything Susan does, check out thischicksflicks.com. Everything we do, it's mungleshow.com. And we'll be back next week to talk more about what we're watching and what you should watch.